For years, research has often focused on the effects and social impact of one addictive substance at a time. Think about alcohol, meth, heroin. Yesterday, the U.S. Surgeon General took on all of them. Dr. Vivek Murthy estimates that 20.8 Americans struggle with drug and alcohol abuse. Addiction cuts through all socioeconomic levels and geographic areas, and while still regarded by many as a moral failing or evidence of poor character, leading-edge researchers counter that addiction changes how the brain works and should be treated like any other disease. In his Hilo practice, Dr. Frederick Nita has seen what addiction can do. He's been a longtime voice for what he says is an unchecked problem. Dr. Nita joins me now. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
For a lot of us who have heard these very singular attempts to be able to counter drug addiction, that now seems to be changing, at least in somewhat of a national conversation. But as you look at the U.S. Surgeon General's report, what do you make of it? And is this just more conversation in your mind?
I read that last night, and I actually 100% agree with what he's saying. The problem is they need to institute it and do something and follow through on it.
Have there been other instances where there have been similar ideas, but similarly, as you say, have not been followed through?
Well, that's how we got to this problem in the first place. The problem has been here and has been growing dramatically over the last 5-10 years, and nothing has been done to stop it, really.
When you say nothing has been done, for people listening to that who say, well, wait a minute, we've got the DEA, we have a lot of programs that are meant to counter drug abuse, that are meant to stop alcohol abuse.
Those programs, what you're talking about, basically are a failure. It doesn't work. The way things are being run right now, it doesn't work. How can you justify that? Because look at what we see outside. Look at all the homeless people. The majority of the homeless you see in Hawaii are addicted to something or have mental disabilities. Nothing really has been dramatically attacked and solved. There are not enough treatment centers. Every day I have drug addicted mothers that are pregnant, and we cannot find them beds. No matter what anybody tells you, that's the truth. We cannot find them beds.
Because of the fact that they are addicted, they're not just homeless, that the addiction part of it is what stops from finding the beds, or the beds aren't there regardless?
They're not available. I'll give you an example. I have one patient I see probably every other day. She's homeless. She wants to stop. She's pregnant. She's ready to deliver. She goes to the hospital by ambulance every 2 to 3 days, gets checked. We're trying to get her into a program for her and the baby so that she has a chance, but we are not able to get them in. I mean, usually if we're lucky, we can get somebody in maybe in a month. Other than that, what happens, these are actually emergencies. It's like an emergency, and it's not being treated as an emergency.
So you're saying that this mother who's about ready to deliver could in fact be back on the street with a newborn baby?
Well, I don't think that would happen. I believe that what would happen is the child welfare service would come in, take the baby away.
So the mother wouldn't have her child anymore?
Correct. Unless if she could go to a program with the baby, then she possibly could have the baby and try to get clean.
How representative is that story in what you see in your practice?
That's one patient. That happens every day.
Well, that's my question. I mean, how representative is that story of the people that you see in your practice every day?
Well, I'll give you an example. I did some studies before, and for my pregnant patients, 22% were positive for drugs. Then it went to 34, and the last time I took it was over a year ago, was 44% of the pregnant patients were on drugs.
And you've been doing the tox screenings on your own?
Well, years ago, I started doing them, but we didn't know what to do as far as charging, so we just would eat the cost of it. And then we started charging, but I don't know, as you know, I got in trouble for that because they said that was the wrong code and it's not medically necessary to drug screen the pregnant patients. And that's actually got charged with fraud, and I went to court twice.
As you look at this going forward, though, that the situation hasn't changed.
No, it's getting worse.
And you've said that it's getting worse now. What do you do as a doc in Hilo trying to combat it any way that you can? And has there been any movement with the insurance agency to know that this is something that would be in, if not just the patient's interest, but public interest to know who is on drugs?
Well, I think the bigger picture is this. The insurance industry is there to make money. That is their concern. So that should answer what you're asking.
But we already have a doctor shortage.
It's going to get worse, and it is getting worse.
So that coupled, you sort of look at this very difficult situation that we're faced with a doctor shortage. You say that the drug addiction problem in Hilo is getting worse. You're seeing more patients, pregnant mothers who are addicted, more children that will feel the effects of that, the social cost of that, which will be borne by everyone else. What do you think is going to take to be able to get that equation understood better than it is now?
My opinion is that the leadership, meaning the government, needs to take this.
Do you mean federal or state?
Both. And not just talk about it. Decide that we're not going to accept this. And once you find somebody that's going to say, I'm not going to accept this anymore, whatever we need to do, we're going to change it. We're going to fix it. We're going to be creative. We're going to think of new things. And we're going to implement them for the betterment, not only these pregnant girls, the babies, the partners, and actually this touches everybody, the whole community. Everybody over here is afraid now. Everybody is starting to get alarms. They're locking their doors. They're getting dogs. They're getting cameras. And the reason is everybody is afraid.
Afraid of what's happening because it's escalating? Because more drugs are coming into
Hilo? They're getting broken into. A lot of robberies, thefts, break-ins. I mean, you know, the reality is, obviously, for a lot of these drug addicts, the local ones, they have families here to take care of them. They could get help, but they burned that bridge. So there's nothing left. So they end up on the street. And how do you support your habit? It's only two ways, either steal or, as the young girls, I see 15-year-old girls doing this, prostituting themselves.
When you say that someone has to make the decision at a governmental level that, you know, this is not going to go on enough already, what does that really mean to you, aside from the words to say, you know, we're not going to stand for this anymore? What would have to happen?
You get a bunch of people that actually are committed to getting this done, no matter what, and you listen and you implement new strategies to quickly get it done.
So what's a quick strategy in your mind? Because clearly you've thought about this for a very long time that you've been dealing with this.
I actually have all the things that I've thought of, and I actually gave it to the Department of Health, somebody.
And what did they say?
They said that's the best ideas they ever heard, but as far as will anything happen of it, probably not.
No discussion about if there are such great ideas, why they're not being implemented?
No answer to that.
And have you had ongoing discussion with the Department of Health?
Yes.
And still no answer to all of that?
Yes.
So you're looking for somebody at a higher level to be able to tell the Department of Health that these are ideas worth pursuing?
Well, I don't really care whether it's Department of Health, DHS, whoever it is. It doesn't matter to me. It's just you need to think of creative ideas and implement them and do it. There's no time to waste.
Meanwhile, are you continuing to be a voice for this in Hilo? And has this caused you, or will this cause you, greater risk potentially?
Well, I accepted all of that risk already. I've gotten threats so many times. But honestly, that doesn't bother me because I committed my life to say I'm not going to tolerate this. Why? Because my own family has addiction. So I will not tolerate it.
Dr. Nita, we'll talk more in future. Wish we had more time now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Dr. Frederick Nita is a Hilo obstetrician gynecologist. He received his medical degree from the University of Hawaii, John A. Burns School of Medicine, and has been in practice for more than 20 years, during which he says the addiction epidemic in Hilo has exploded.